This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. And on a Monday when people typically yearn for a fresh new start, a fresh week, a fresh approach, we're going to focus on all of the ways in which inertia can take over agencies, institutions, and individuals, preventing them from making a fresh start when change we need becomes change we avoid. This theme presents itself in a number of places in the news this hour. The IRS scandal seems at this point to be a case of being unable to change course, the IRS just plowing forward, digging the agency in deeper rather than moving on. We'll also see how a hugely expensive federal prescription drug program has become a management tool for doctors to simply prescribe the elderly into docile, nearly inert, easy-to-control patients with no federal oversight. And the consequences later this hour of staying with a flawed mission because so much has been invested. The bloody costs of one outpost in Afghanistan, what it took to hold some questionable territory, and why it took so long to end this mission in the mountains of Afghanistan. CNN anchor Jake Tapper will be here to talk about a story he reported that says a lot about the conflict in Afghanistan. But first, the IRS.
This is just rotten to the core. This is arrogance. This is big government cronyism, and this is not what hardworking taxpayers deserve.
Republican Congressman Paul Ryan on Fox News Sunday. Is this about the IRS or about the entire U.S. government?
I just find it very hard to believe that lower-level employees here in Cincinnati, Ohio, took this on themselves and that it went on for a couple years without anybody knowing about it.
On ABC's This Week, that's Senator Rob Portman, Republican from Ohio, where these revelations came to light about the IRS, to which White House senior advisor Dan Pfeiffer advised on Fox News Sunday.
The first time, as we've said, that anyone heard about this at the White House was when the counsel's office at the Treasury Department called the counsel's office at the White House a few weeks ago and to let us know that there was an investigation that was coming to a conclusion. We didn't know the details of it. We didn't see the report. So we had no facts at that point, just that such an investigation was coming to a conclusion.
The IRS's approach to handling tax-exempt applications has become a political scandal, but it may be the robotic impulse to cover its own tracks that is the key to this controversy right now. Joining us is Peter Henning, law professor at Wayne State University and contributor to our partner, The New York Times. Professor, welcome.
Thank you for having me, John.
The IRS seems to have gotten itself into some trouble, and then in trying to get itself out of trouble, created a whole lot more trouble. Old story?
Well, it's the old adage that it's not what you did, it's the cover-up. And certainly, if there is anything that is going to come out of this, I expect will be the focus on what was Congress told, what information was shared. And so the announcement by the Attorney General of a criminal investigation, I will expect that that will be a key focus. Who said what and when did they know it?
Let's talk a little bit about the relationship between the IRS and Congress. Because the IRS is such a political target, it's feared by most Americans and, you know, it's mistrusted by a lot of people for a variety of reasons. Taxation is not thrillingly popular among many in the United States, if that is the case with any. So Congress has a lot of very direct oversight on the IRS. And in some ways, this is something between Congress and the IRS. The White House and the administration isn't so much involved. Would you say that?
Well, that's certainly the case, at least in most of these interactions. But of course, when you're talking about the political overlay here, the question then becomes, did anybody in the White House or in the Department of the Treasury, which oversees the IRS, what did they know and when did they know it? Again, these are the classic questions you get in any political scandal. In a lot of ways, these are all reminiscent of Watergate. And at some point, I would expect Gate to get attached to this somewhere. And of course, the IRS is famous for circling the wagons. They don't care to share information. And in fact, they have to be very careful about the information they share, but they are rarely very forthcoming. And so if their natural tendency is not to disclose much information, that could turn out to mean that they gave responses that could be viewed as misleading, at least, and possibly false.
Which is a harder case to make, that the IRS, by its approach to Tea Party organizations, politically categorized organizations, denied those organizations their civil rights in discriminatory practices, Or is it a more difficult case to make that IRS officials lied to Congress?
Well, on the civil rights case, the difficulty is when you talk about denying someone their civil rights, and here we'd be talking about First Amendment rights, the right to association, the right to free speech. That is a very, very murky area of the law. And for any type of criminal prosecution, the government would have to show that the defendant, whoever it was in the IRS, willfully sought to violate the civil rights, which is going to mean that there's at least some knowledge that civil rights were being denied. And of course, what we've heard from the IRS is that there was no real political agenda here. That's a little hard to take on its face, given the criteria they used. But still, for a criminal prosecution, it would be difficult to bring a civil rights case on a false statement or obstruction type charge. I don't think either case is going to be easy, but I think a civil rights case is going to be hard to build.
Although the murkiness of that case won't stop organizations in the civil courts from filing lawsuits. On the perjury question, what's the difficulty there?
Well, it's that, you know, what was said and was it truly a false statement if you're talking about any type of perjury or false statement? The federal statute is Section 1001. Was there truly a false statement? There is a possibility for obstruction that Congress has oversight over the IRS. And so any type of withholding of information from Congress could be viewed as obstructing what Congress's job is. But again, when you look at those areas, it's really what was said and did the person intend to withhold information from Congress, or were they just being careful? And so, as happens in all of these types of cases, it's going to come down to intent, and can the government prosecutors prove that someone intentionally sought to obstruct or impede Congress? I mean, we have President Clinton's famous statement that it depends upon what the meaning of the word is. And so anyone can parse words. That makes it very hard to bring a case saying, you lied, you withheld information from me.
Thought we were going to go a whole decade without having to recall any of that. Peter Henning, law professor at Wayne State University and contributor to our partner, the New York Times Deal Book. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.